hate me all you want. For what's in my opinion. But I won't compromise who I am. I won't become your program man. You can hate me all you want. You can hate me all you want. Cause I really don't care a damn.
Broadcasting worldwide via the internet out of the region formerly known as the United States, now known as FEMA Region 4, Dalton, Georgia. You're listening to the RockRoll100FM.com's podcast, The Atheist Show. And now here's your host, Anthony Stone. Hell yeah.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the last APS show of the year 2017, the year I started this podcast. I have gotten better and better at talking. Sometimes I have days where I stumble, and I don't do as many as I used to. I used to do them 2 or 3 days a week, 3 or 4. And now I get down to maybe 1 every other week or so, or... But, as I said in the beginning, this thing is just a thing of my life. I discussed it's 5:50 a.m. in the morning. I woke up really early this morning. Had a terrible, terrible, terrible Christmas. Because we have this nuisance renter who wants to turn everything around on us and say that we're harassing his tenants. But for the past 5 years, we have had to put up with his right next door to hell mentality, right up the road from hell mentality that he has unleashed on us. I hate to tell him, but that's called racketeering. That is a crime. That is called racketeering. And he's throwing up stuff about this driveway that's been here for 30 years. Yes, I'm going to drag him out into the public mud. I don't care what he does. I don't care what he discusses with his attorneys. The law of the land is the law of the land. He had nothing to even do with that property when that driveway was cut. That driveway was cut when I was 14 years old. We lived down the street when I was 14 years old when this driveway was cut. Might have been, 13. It depends on, because my birthday runs from August to August, so I might have been 13 years old when this thing was cut. But I was either 13 or 14 years old. It's been here for a long time. He didn't even own that property back then. This piece of filth, he rents to the worst people. I'm going to put a sound bite of what I've listened to. I'm not going to put the full thing. I'm going to put a sound bite of what I listened to this Christmas. As a public announcement, I'm not going to put up with this garbage. I'm going to sue him if I have to. I'm not going to name his name. And nobody knows where I live unless they look it up and creepily look it up, because I don't publicize any of that. But I'm going to just say, I don't have to put up with this kind of harassment. My Christmas was miserable. They started it the week before. We actually called the police, but then we decided when they started wanting to send people out, we told them it already quit or it settled down. So my mother told them to no. Then we tried to handle it with the landlord, and he tried to turn it around on us and say, we're harassing his tenants. And this piece of filth that he had here when my father was dying on a very day to the month that he died. He was out there letting him know that he didn't have a right to block off our access to our this shared driveway. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's up with these people. My harassment up here started years even before this jack owned it. There's a bunch of Mexicans that lived up here that would, the only thing I could think of, they took offense because I used to, back in the old days, sit on my porch. I had an XM radio and I would listen to Michael Savage every day on until he pulled himself off of it. And the only thing, and then, even then, I would start listening to him on the internet. I'd stream it on my computer and broadcast it outside on my porch and sit out there each every evening when it wasn't too cold or something. Sometimes I sat out there when it was cold because I just like sitting out looking at the trees and watching the traffic go by, listening to Michael Savage, not bothering anybody. I always listen to talk radio outside. There's this other guy, Jeff Katz. He used to come on right before Savage. And I'd listen to that guy that done the Optimus Prime in the 8 version. He had a talk show. I don't think, can't think of his name. But he had a talk show. And I used to listen to him. I listen to these talk shows every day. Sometimes I'd be listening to that piece of trash, Al Franken. Cause like I used to say, I used to, skim back and forth, between Savage and old Al Franken. The only thing I can think of is these Mexicans took offense to my, listening to Michael Savage, and they was deliberately, they'd boom music and drive down the street all the time, and a bunch of them, but we don't, never did know who attacked our mailbox. It was a bunch of hoodlums attacking their mailbox on one Halloween as a Halloween, but it wasn't a Halloween prank. It was just pure aggravation is what it was. And I had my suspects of who I thought those people were. But anyway, this delinquent, this nuisance renter, he always makes sure that he puts the worst people next door to us. We had maybe one set or maybe a couple sets of them biters. Like the old man, that lived there before the piece of filth that come from up ways, piece of filth that was building up the barricade on the driveway that aggravated my fighter. they was okay. They was trying to help put in a plug in my bedroom. They never did finish it. And then we had some issues with the last one that was there, but he wasn't as bad as some of the people. And we didn't even start in with him. We was accused of starting in with all this creep, but if he'd rent the people, if he'd read the decent people and not drug addicts and meth heads and crack heads and pot heads and all this other crap that has this, because if you hear this, and I'm going to play a piece of it. What I listen to, this crap, I don't care. I don't care about publicity. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody, I'm not naming nobody. I'm just saying, though, if you had to listen to that, and we've had to put up with years of this. They had a little retarded boy up here that used to, and I'm calling him retarded. They said he had special needs, but he was an idiot. He's always been arrested. They had that idiot up here that didn't even live up here. And if it'd been my property, I'd told that woman to get him out of here when the police was being called to him all the time. No. He was an idiot. He was a retard or something. Something was wrong with that thing. And I know I rant and rave every once in a while, too, when I get aggravated. And I get aggravated a whole lot up here. But you want to know something? I hope there's a special place in hell for people that are greedy over land. I literally hope they're the fire is mixed with glass and whips and chains and everything else. I hope there's a special place in hell for these people throughout the years that have harassed people over a piece of land. That's my wish, and they better hope that Jesus don't give me any kind of the decision in it. If he don't even give my thoughts any consideration, because he's him and he does what he wants to do. He's in control of this world, but he better hope they don't get my wish for him, because all these greedy people that go around hurting people over land and aggravating people over land. We had years of it of the neighbors down south in our other location. And now if we have and put up, because that's what it seems like. I mean, that really does just what it seems like. And I'm just going to say, I hope there's a special place in hell for these kind of people. I don't care whether you like it or not. I talked on the people who harass handicapped people. And I had less people having much to do with me anymore after I did that. But you know something? I don't care. Because there should be a special place in hell for these type of people. They really should be. Or a guide should punish them somewhere in their lifetime where they're in the same situation or even worse than the situation that they make on people. So they'll think back one day, well, I wished I hadn't treated him or her that bad. They really ought to be a special place in hell for these people. There should be a special place in hell for this thing in the 5 years of torment. 5 years of torment of what, when I stop this, indeed, I'll probably just cut and put a little, maybe 10-second clip of what I listened to. I mean, it's more, it went on for hours. I mean, between the two nights, the 24th and 25th, and they was, I don't even have any footage because I wasn't recording. I haven't even been checking my security camera here in a long time. I've had it for a long time for now, but I haven't been checking it or anything. But anyway, we're going to keep, these people are not going to harass me. I'm going to do whatever it takes to stop this. And they can keep it up. But eventually, you can run on for a long time. Sooner or later, the man upstairs is going to know the man in the world, the universe. He ain't upstairs. He's right here with us. One of these days, he's going to deal with you people. Keep it up. And then when you laugh and mock and make fun of me, there's this boy that laughed and mocked and made fun of me, and I told him that God was going to deal with him. And he said, oh, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to get struck by lightning. And he mocked me and he laughed. He got the whole bus laughing and mocking me. I said, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to deal with you somehow or another. Well, I'm telling you, a few weeks later, I can't tell you the exact amount, but it wasn't too long. He was hit head on by a Mack truck. Now, this boy, I'm not saying that that's the reason it happened. This boy was evil all the way through his life. I mean, you've heard the song, I'm evil. This boy was evil. Threatened to rape girls, beat up people, put boys' heads in toilets. He even tried to put mine in the toilet when I was a little boy. Luckily, some reason or another, I couldn't kick him because he pulled my feet far apart. I couldn't hit him because I couldn't reach him. I tried. The way they had me hanging, I couldn't do anything. So you know what I did? I turned my head straight up and I looked him in the eyes. And I kept staring him in the eyes. And I wasn't crying. I wasn't begging. Everybody else was begging. I mean, I watched him do this. Please, please. But see, I was little, too. Now, the next year, I caught up with him. I got as big as he was. He's a big old tall boy. And I grew up over that, between that, being out the summer, and I got real big. I was a little teeny tiny boy, and then I just went big. But in some ways, I'm glad I did, because this bully. But all I did, I didn't cry, I didn't beg, I didn't say please, please, I didn't beg nothing to him. I just turned my head upward, and I looked him in the eyes, and next thing I know, he put me down. He didn't put me in that toilet. I just stared him in the eyes. I didn't say nothing, I didn't scream, I didn't do anything. Now, I was scared, but I didn't let him know that. Something told me just to do that. I don't like bullies. I hope there's a special place in hell for them. But sometimes people take this bullying too. I mean, every time you say something, it's not a bully. It's just like when a man asks a woman out, that's not sexual harassment. This feminist, crazy-ass world that we live in today. I'm going off into another rant, but anyway, this is the end of 2017, the end of the year I started the podcast. And today was a podcast on just life. Damn thing had enough nerve to throw it. We should be in the country. You know, he's damn right. I would love to have a property miles away from people, because when you get next to meth heads and drug addicts and crazy people and ex-prisoners, we've had to put up with that too in the past with another neighbor. He was bringing in ex-kinds. When you have to put up with all that, you don't want to be around people. I mean, I'm thinking, what is this place? What is this city? Are we that filled with garbage? It's like Charles Manson and the garbage dump. Or to start this podcast, what, with garbage dump, oh garbage dump? Because that's sort of what we get around here. Garbage. And sure, I've got out in the yard and yelled a few times. But nothing like this. I mean, this is the night I was agitated and I saw them shilts up in my sky, and I brought this up in a podcast before. I was agitated. I think they was messing with my nervous system or something. Plus every night at 4:20, I was smelling some skunky smells that smelled like pipe being smoked around me. I could have been agitated from, that's an adjutant. I don't like that smell to begin with. I've been at concerts where they smoke that shit. That's why I'm not for legalization. If it's got some good properties, extract it and put it in a pill. That's what I say to it. It smells god awful. Anybody who'd want to breathe that anyway, I don't care whether people like it. It seems like everybody that used to pay attention to me don't have anything to do with me anymore. But, and I'm pretty sure it's my stance on the, what I said about the crippled people, how people treat crippled, and what I said about pipe. But you know something? I don't care. I'm me. You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And I don't just fall for anything. And there's some things that I fell for that I probably shouldn't have fell for. Like I shouldn't have never started allowing vulgarity into my language, because now that it's there, it's there. And no matter how much I pray, no matter how much I, indeed, sometimes praying makes it worse. Because I'm telling you, I'll pray and then here it comes. It's just like, just asking God to take it away seems like it makes it worse to make it come. And I'm not saying that's God. It's not God. I know who it is. I know who's doing that. And he's probably, God's probably letting him, hoping that I'll be better. For some reason or other, I'm not never better. Indeed, it seemed this subject come up, this crap that I had to listen to, but I did pretty good. I did yell, settle down out the door. And then I cussed the crap under my breath in my room in my house. But when I was screaming out the door, I just seemed, she's gotta settle down. But he's riding around in it, or him or her. We don't know if it was the woman. One of these two creeps that were yelling was riding around with a truck in the yard, honking horns and blowing horns and screaming and yelling and calling each other bitches and faggots and all this other. And I know people have their arguments. This sounded like this was something else. And it was all Christmas long. And I think it was staged. Because exactly 1 month to the date, they were running around in my yard. Now, that's when I started monitoring my cameras again, by the way. It was when I saw them. I just happened to have my TV on. I hadn't even been turning it on in a long time. And exactly, that's why I think this is racketeering by the owner. Because I saw them running around in our yard, and I even texted my sister, telling her that we was going to have trouble with these freaks. And sure enough, 1 month exactly to the date later, these freaks done this crazy crazy. And you see, I don't know how much of this has something to do with my stance on the Democratic Party. I'd like to know the voting records of the people that lived here in this house in 2013. In 2012 and 13. I'd like to know the voting records. I would like to know if they voted for Barack Obama. And I'm not going to go into the other thoughts in my head in this podcast, but I've thought it. But I think this is a pure effort to harass us. But all I'm going to say to him is, we'd be at home if that meant for his delinquent renters. That's all I'm going to say. So, congratulations, buddy. But you want to know something? You want to know something? You can keep it up. And I hope he hears me. I'm asking God to lower the boom on you, to bring you down. And that's going to be my recourse. You take it up with God, you piece of filth. And you interrupted a day that I declared his. I hope he interrupts one of your days. Indeed, I hope by your birthday, whatever your birthday is, in 2018, I hope God has already vengeanced you on your birthday. That is my prayer for you, buddy. And no, December 25th isn't God's birthday, but it's the day that a lot of Christians set aside. And don't go on about this not Christian-y. It's okay. You're only supposed to suffer for righteousness' sake. He's not tormenting us over righteousness' sake. And neither was the torment, even like, say, Barack Obama. Like, say, my thoughts on if these people are Democrats, in with a Democrat. And I don't know that. But I am very vocal. And I had signs up for years. From 2003 plus, I've been putting out signs. I started with Nathan Deal signs. And unfortunately, it don't seem like Nathan Deal was working for the people. He might have been. I don't know. Sometimes it don't seem that way, especially in his later years. He did some things that I wouldn't have really thought he would have done. But I used to hang out Nathan Deal immigration signs. And then later on, in the later 2000s, I started putting out Alex Jones signs. Like Joker Obama's and Joker George Bush's and Joker Romney's. And anti-fluoride signs and anti-vaccine signs and all these other. I'm very political. I'm political on my podcast. I'm political on my speech. I'm even political in my music at sometimes. I have to take into consideration. It's not about paranoia. It's not about. I take it all into considerations. Property wars, just harassment in general, or other reasons, and then the fact that I had signs out against Obama, and I'd like to know their voting records. I'd like to know if they're Democrats, because it would put a spin. I mean, even right now, I've got on my old fighter's old van, and our old van that was, he tried to claim it, but it wasn't his, it was we bought it as a vacation vehicle. It was the white one. The brown one was his old van. He bought it to go in the flea market. I stuck Hillary for Prison 2016 stickers last year on them. I don't even know if them stickers are still there. These freaks might have ripped them off. Then again, they might have not. They might not want to show that they were political. Because I do suspect. I have all kinds of suspicions. Indeed, because of this heat that was done this weekend and the weekend before. And I have a feeling it's coming up for the Oh, they'll all the vermin in the area will be, they'll be really all out on the 4th of June, I mean, New Year's Eve, because they can. Because these idiots is in charge of the city. These idiots give them legal rights to do it. And I don't care about that. 4th of July is for celebrating America's independence. It's not for Mexicans to shoot fireworks. It's not for, it's to celebrate our country that we're losing. That was a time, in 2001, I was so out with things, I was kind of mockatory towards it. And, I kind of regretted it come 9/11. Because I realized that day was taking our freedoms away, and that 4th of July was the last 4th of July we had before we went into this bullshit. But I was mocking them towards it. Of course, they're not really celebrating. It's just another day to get drunk and to party with all these people. All of it is. So with the New Year. And they'll go all out, and I have a feeling this crap over here will go all out. But the eye in the sky will be looking at you, I can read your mind. I played that today in my little transmission earlier today on the 26th. This is the 27th, so it was yesterday. Because I woke up too early this morning. But I thought I'd do my last podcast here, because if I don't record it, I won't have it done. And I'm going to have to do some edits to it. I have a feeling I'll play the clip wherever, I might even start it out. You may even already heard the clip when it started out, because it's just insane. And it went on for an hour. It went on for 2 hours nearly. And then it went on for an hour or two. The owner claimed he was working. He said this was no working on vehicles. I mean, a retard wouldn't believe that this was working on vehicles. This was just pure harassment is what this was. And now, it's going to be a public record of it. Happy New Year's, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. Mine would have been merry, because home-wise, we was fine. We decorated. We had a beautiful tree. We had beautiful lights outside on our porch, our little front porch. We would have had a wonderful Christmas had it not been for these Grinches. Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain. That's what I felt like I was living by. This woman about sounds like Courtney Love, by the way. Okay, I'm going to close. Thank you for listening. APFNS on Twitter. APSRmusic@gab.ai. Gab.ai, and that's gab.ai.com. And APSR Music on Instagram. Thank you for listening. Okay, this is the audio of what we had to endure on Christmas and Christmas Eve. This is from my security footage. So it wasn't recorded illegally. Sounds just like Courtney Love, doesn't it? God, she sounds just like Courtney Love. Right next door to hell, like Axl Rose sung about. And now we're fixing to get to the... I guess she's gotten the vehicle. And this is from this is from audio, because I can't see, it's dark. And she blows the horn, cranks up. Starts racing the engine, and she starts riding around in circles in the yard, blowing the horn. And I'm just giving you audio what's going on here. My camera will drop out. It has signal problems because it's a brick house. It will drop out as the horn is blowing, and she's riding around in a circle. But then it comes back a second later, and you'll hear the horn blowing again, and then you'll hear the man screaming. Bloody murder. It sounds like it's been run over or something. Oh, he's saying, I gotta get some sleep. What? I think that's what he said. Anyways, this is what we had to endure. He was working on his vehicle, by the way. Do you believe that? Does that sound like working on a vehicle to you? And they're talking obscenities. So that was what my Christmas was like. And it started on Christmas Eve at 8 p.m. when Ralphie come on. I was going to watch The Christmas Story. And I didn't even end up watching the movie this year, because I had to endure that. That started the cranking and the blowing and the screaming. And that was just the 25th. And that went on for an hour that night, by the way. It was mostly just engine racing and blowing. They had a few altercations, because we actually called the owner and was trying to work it out with the owner. We didn't want to get the police involved or anything. But yet we're harassing them. We wasn't doing anything on Christmas. The worst thing I did was stick my head out and yell, "Settle down, settle down, settle down," when he was racing his engine. I think that was the 24th when I might have done that. Yeah, it was after I got mad about not being able to watch Ralphie. So I'm going on record saying, yes, I did say something to him, but I just said settle down. Now, I always grumble and gripe, because I like when I shut the door, I said, "That son of a bitch, I'm sick of this damn owner of this house. He always puts trash in this house." That we've had only one or two neighbors out of that house that didn't bother us. And even they did things that bothered us, but I mean, I guess people's people, and you're always going to have something you don't like about somebody. But 2013, they had I don't know what went on up here. Cars. It was like something suspicious. Feds. They was walking around with their little walkie-talkies in their pockets. All kinds of crap going on. The undercover cops. All this bullshit was going on up here. They fly an American flag out there in the yard, but they're far from America. Well, I guess maybe they are America, because only in America do people act like this. I don't even hear nothing like this in other countries. I mean, you have radical Islamists tearing up, jacking England and Europe and Germany, but you don't have white trash like this. Welcome to white trash America.
Thank you for listening to the APS show on rockandroll100fm.com. The Duck Quack 2017, all rights reserved.